From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The death rattle of Duvalierism as Roger Lafontaine's coup attempt ends in his arrest. We'll go live to Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince. And in Barbados, controversial Transport Minister Dr. Don Blackman throws the ruling DLP into a pre-election spin by announcing he will not contest his seat. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Army troops in Haiti today recaptured the presidential palace and arrested Roger Lafontaine, the neo-Duvalierist leader who staged an overnight coup attempt. The 59-year-old Dr. Lafontaine, with an undetermined number of supporters, seized the palace last night and forced interim president Pascal Trouillot to resign. But it soon became clear that the army was not in support of the move, and more importantly, the public was outraged. We have on the line now, live from Port-au-Prince, Michael Norton. Michael, a high death toll in the wake of the coup attempt? And it seems that we lost Michael Norton there in Port-au-Prince. Seems to be a problem with the telephone line. We'll move on and hopefully get back to him in a moment. But earlier today, I spoke with Mr. Louis Desjoie, third-place finisher in Haiti's presidential elections. Mr. Desjoie, who hopes to be called on to serve in Father Aristide's cabinet, says that Roger Lafontaine made a crucial mistake in his attempt to seize power.
Well, I think he again misread the mood of the Haitian people and their leaders. For instance, the Aristide phenomena is something in the history book of Haiti right now. And don't forget, him and myself, we are the only candidates who were saying that Makout could never be back into power. So it's a question now of putting a coalition government with the other political parties thinking the same way that we do, and on the center-left, and so we can put forward a program of government to make economic and social development of the country as the people is asking. The nettoyage, the cleaning, is being done right now, starting with the Lafontaine and company, and then when Aristide takes over the 7th of February 1991, then with the new government, with new people, with people with vision, we're going to try to see if we can get Haiti back on its feet and among the civilized nation of this world.
I think it's no secret that you see yourself playing a big role in whatever government emerges when President Aristide is inaugurated. I think it had been mentioned that you might be looking for the Prime Minister's job, yet Father Aristide hasn't contacted you yet. Are you worried about that?
No, I'm not really worried about him not contacting me. Of course, I believe that he should have done so already, because I was the one really to give him all my support so he could get such an overwhelming vote around the country. I'm sure that the people want me to become maybe Prime Minister of this country, because this is all you hear in the streets, and all the people who knows me, who knows the type of fight I've been doing, and my populist side, and they all want to turn them, just Aristide Desjoie, as two, I would say, twin brothers in that sense. So there's no question that the Aristide Desjoie government would be the strongest government ever Haiti had.
Louis Desjoie, the Haitian politician. Well, I understand that our line to Port-au-Prince is cleared now, and we can go through to Michael Norton. Michael, as we were saying, it seems as if there's been a fairly high death toll in the wake of this coup attempt.
Yes, since Dr. Roger Lafontaine tried to take over the government last night, about 30 people have been killed, about 30 people, most of them Makouts, most of them the targets of the people's desire for justice, or in some cases, vengeance.
Are we seeing the whole situation quietening down now? There were lots of barricades and roadblocks and burning tires earlier on this morning before it became clear that Roger Lafontaine had been arrested. What's the situation now?
Yes, things do seem to be quieting down. There are still some smoldering barricades. People have calmed down. It seems that for this day, at least, the purge of Makouts in society has come to a close.
So, I mean, can we say that this was a sort of death rattle of Duvalierism, this last gasp attempt to hold power?
It certainly was a desperate attempt on the part of Dr. Roger Lafontaine, a bluff, really a bluff. there were very few people with him. The army was, it seemed, solidly against him, and the people, of course, certainly the people, were massively opposed to his return to power. Yes, it seems it is the death rattle of this particular snake. Of course, the society still has many elements which have to be dealt with. The state, the corrupt state, will produce normally other Makuts if it isn't reformed in depth. This Makut, however, seems to have signed his own death warrant.
And finally, Michael, Father Aristide continues to keep a relatively low profile. Will this encourage him, this development, encourage him to come out a little bit more now before inauguration date on the 7th?
In fact, he has not kept a low profile today. He's made at least two or three declarations. He has spoken out very strongly in favor of democracy, encouraging the people, complimenting the army, defining what the objective of...